I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. A new series of television ads from Citibank credit cards is designed to make us feel as if we would be treated very well by the Citibank company. Harmless enough, so why is Slate's ad critic, Seth Stevenson, so annoyed by the spots?
These ads are meant to introduce Citi's new rewards program called the Thank You Redemptions Network. I checked it out at citicard.com, and it's pretty much the same as every other rewards program. What? You mean my credit card earns me points, which I can then redeem for goods and services? Crazy. What's new about this program is how it's being marketed, i.e., badly. Here's the first spot. Two women chat in a supermarket aisle. The first woman then commits one of those unforgivable social errors.
Oh, you must be having a boy. When do you do, huh?
I'm not pregnant.
You're not?
No. Why?
You can guess why. The second woman has a little bit of a belly on her. So what does the first woman do to get out of this embarrassing situation? She says thank you.
Thank you?
Me?
Yes, thank you.
And they hug. Magically, the insult is forgotten. Okay, stay with me. Now for the second ad, a man and a woman on a crucial date at a restaurant. The man is squirming.
Tom, look at me. Are we ever going to get married?
Thank you.
Well, you've never said that to me before.
I mean it. Thank you.
Then the announcer explains what we're supposed to make of these non sequiturs.
Amazing what a simple thank you can do. Introducing Thank You from Citi.
I think this new Citi campaign is atrocious. It confirms our worst suspicions, that companies like Citigroup really don't care about us at all. They just pretend to. To be honest, I haven't loved any of the recent Citi campaigns. Many of my readers are fans of their identity theft ads, where the actors lip-sync to the voices of the people who supposedly stole their identities. But I find those ads boring. The conceit was novel at first, but it never changes, and the monologues of the unseen thieves just aren't all that sharp or funny. As for these thank you ads, the message here seems to be, we at Citi are going to flat-out ignore you, like the squirming boyfriend, or even insult you, like calling you pregnant when you're just fat. But we're certain that you won't mind at all. Why? Because we'll say thank you, in the form of points you can redeem for schlock. At least they're honest, and perhaps that's the thinking behind the campaign. Maybe Citi thinks they can win our respect with a no-nonsense take on the situation. They're going to treat us badly, and we know it, so why not at least get some tchotchkes out of the deal? Still, if honesty is the goal, the ad should really go one step further. For example, when the boyfriend wants to avoid the marriage talk, he should just hand his date, say, a 12-pack of Titleist golf balls. That's 3,000 points in the Thank You Redemptions catalog. Voila! She beams, new golf balls in hand, and totally forgets what she was upset about. Or, when the lady calls the other lady pregnant, she could simply produce a Variflex Street Heat helmet, worth 2,400 points in the catalog, and suitable for biking or rollerblading. Problem solved. I give this campaign a D+. We hate it when some massive corporation rogers us over, all the while saying, have a pleasant day. Your business is important to us. Thank you. Here, the corporation doesn't just admit that it will do this to us, but actually advertises the fact that it will do this to us. Hey, Citibank. Thank you.
Seth Stevenson writes the ad report card column for Slate.